Okay. I'm just gonna find my place. Simon Chavzayin Yud. Tzarech Shiye Hakesher Me'achori Harosh Lamala Be'orf. Tzarech Lechavin Haketzitza. Shetehe Be'emtza Kedei Shetehe Keneged Bein Ha'inayim. V'gam Hakesher Yiye Be'emtza Ha'orif V'lo Yate Kan Olakan. V'tzarech Shiye Hamokom Shebekesher Shenire Ke'in Delis Dolis Letzad Chutz. Hagav who hadim b'kesher shel yad tzarech shizahir shlo yis hafech. Okay, so this is for the where should the knot of the tefillin be? So we go slowly. He says that you should have the kesher me'achor harosh mala, or you know, like you feel in the back of your head. There's like a I don't know what the correct medical term is, like a crevice where the head goes down. See in the picture here, that spot is where the dalet should be ideally placed. Not too far down, like on the neck here. Not too high up above it or here, but right, this is the correct location. The letter has it. That's the spot you feel it, so that that dalet of the kesher should be nestled right in that spot underneath. And then, that's in terms of height, right? In terms of, you want to get it square, bein necha, so if you could draw a line straight to the back of your head, that's where it would be.
It's kind of like right below your skull, like. It's
correct,
like,
there's the skull, right. This is who's the... We'll see this in a second. That's the correct spot right there. And then in the skull itself. And then the second piece he's adding is it shouldn't be to the side. Over here, if you look, or just like on the front, has to be being now, so too in the back. The dalet should be there, and it shouldn't be twisted. The dalet should be straight. It should not be, you know, when he's like, we'll see in a second about the different types of ways. You have one dalet or two dalets, even minhagim in Klal Yisrael. But here is where the dalet, this is what, yeah, that's Mishnah Berurah, that it should not be. The dalet should be, if possible, straight, not moves out, and not certainly not flipped over.
Like a backstitch in the lanyard, like it's like.
All right, I know what you're talking about. Correct. Yeah. So that now that's that the pictures help, and we'll be clear as we go through now in the Mishnah Berurah. You know, but again, it's so important to have the tefillin in the proper location. So we'll begin now. Says Ba'orif in Lamed Hey, the neck who sof hagul goles vehu. Neged haponim below kol kach lematik neged hagoron, not too far down. Vetoshe munach ikar hakesher lemala min haguma, in that little space. Va'al kol ponim yesh lizah shlo yeheh afilu miktsas hakesher munach b'mokam ponim meseir. It shouldn't be a place that's there's no hair there. Desham who mafrekes hatzavar velo oirif. That's the neck already. It's too far down. V'chein yesh lizor shetiyeh haritzua hamakefes harosh metzumetzemes mehudakes soviv roshos. So now that's talking about the straps that surround the head should be closed. It shouldn't be loose. Why? V'lo yeheh hahekef haritzua gadol mehekef harosh. It shouldn't be, you have like a big, you know, that's why you have to get your tefillin straps adjusted, right? So there shouldn't be the large space between your head and the straps. To oz ikatarti l'ruyus. So there's two problems with that. Chad, the first problem is that so you can hiduk mamish, it has to really be attached to your head. You know, so if you just have them be sitting, like falling in place, so to speak, that's not really considered to be attached. To be inyan ukashartim l'os. You have to tie them. V'ahiduk hi hakishira. By attaching and tying, that is the act of binding it, of tying it to your head. So that's the first problem for the two loose. It's not really called tying. Shenis, the second problem is to imhem refuyim sov hekev rosho yipol hakatita lefonav. It's going to fall. It's going to slip out of place. It's not going to stay like at the whole davening. Oh, yipol hakesher lachora lemata. It's going to slip, go down. But savaro on your neck velo yehev makomo haroy lehen. So it's not going to be in the correct space. So the two problems of having not correctly adjusted. Ritzuos on your tefillin shorosh, or either it's not really considered attached to you, and you didn't tie them, you didn't bind the tefillin to your head, and second of all, lamais, it's not going to stay in place. Right? Okay, then now we're talking about the back of the head, shetehei be'emsa, should be in the middle of your head, rochav harosh, velo yate oisam letzadechad, it shouldn't be sticking out to one side, even though technically, you know, if you think about it on the front, even, you know, we say tefillin should be be'ninecha, right? So why not, when someone once gave a chabura on this topic, why don't you say that beini necha means from this eyeball to this eyeball? Isn't that beini necha? You know, we always see beini necha is right here, right? But wouldn't this also be Bein Einecha?
In other words, if it was off to the side, but
yeah, but between the eyes, right?
Yeah.
It's a good kasha, right?
Okay, right, yeah.
So we don't say that, but you might thought, oh look, Bein Einecha means I have this entire zone from one, the edge of one eye to the other eye in the back of my head also, it could go all the way across. No, it has to be mamish wherever it is in the front. If you could like slice straight through, it goes straight that to the back. That's where it has to be placed in the back as well. Kidei,
but the literal meaning of between the eyes is actually between.
On your nose, literal.
That's assuming literally means from this edge of the eyeball to this eyeball, right? But why couldn't Bein Einecha mean from this part to this, right?
From the outer side?
From the outer side of the eyeballs. That was his kasha. I forget, it was a visiting rav from Eretz Yisrael. He gave a chibur once in Rav Shechter's Kollel. I remember that. That was opening kashas. Right? They go through the whole answer, it would be long, but the lamaisa, we know we don't do that.
It sounds like it would be more like on your eyes then, as opposed to between them.
Boy, that would be Bein? And it was, you're right. We assume that Bein literally means from the inner part of the eyeball to the other part of the inner part of the eyeball. Why not if you take the two outer extremities, so then wouldn't that also be? L'chara, it would.
Between the outer edges of your eyes, it's not between the eyes.
Right, does it have to be, when we say between the eyes, mean between, there was no part of the eyeball, right? So it's here, or there, advad bechlal, you could use part of the eyeball, but still consider
it. In fact, for it to be truly between your eyes, level by this definition, it would have to be so small that it wouldn't...
Yeah, we said many times from the Gaonim, the Tefillin we have Bisman is much larger than they had in their times. Right, Akne Kach, that you had a space where it says to where the two Tefillin, Rashi and Benatam, at the same time, right? The minute maybe a few people do, some Sephardim put them on the same time. But the way ours, our Batim are nowadays, are much too large to that. Well, you can't have them both at the same time in the correct space. Yeah. Okay, we're in the middle of Lamed Vav, right? Yeah, that shouldn't be pushed to one side. Kidei she's kaim v'hayu hatotolos bein einecha. That's our word, bein einecha, right? V'harbe me'achronim kosvu de'im shina b'zeh lo kiyam mitzvah tefillin. If it's not in the right spot, you didn't get the mitzvah. V'tzorach lizar b'zeh. You have to be careful with this. Gam nachon, it's also correct. Lizar l'chadchile shelo yu hatefillin gedolim b'yoser. So you shouldn't have extra... Yeah, that's not wrong because there's a hit or mitzvah. You know, you're balancing halachic sensitivities here. On the one hand, you want to have nice, beautiful ksav, but on the other, they're too big. They won't stay in place. You won't be able to do that. Va'az i'esher kimachi hu mehudak in al harosh v'gam she'munachim al makomum. So you can't do both. You can't have the tefillin that are nice and large tied in the right spot. It's gonna be you went out of bounds. You're too far big. If you that's what's so, I don't know, this word sticky. So careful about this, because if you're tefillin, if even part of the titura, the box that surrounds it is too far down, too far to the side, you lost. You don't get the mitzvah, right? That's like it's not considered attached. I'm the common simon. Okay, Laman Beis, we're going to get to that. That's a huge simon about the writing in the placement of them. Okay, now Laman Zayin, this was referring back to that we want to have it looking like the Dalit. Ki shtei ritzuos yotes mitocha kesher lamata, right? The two straps that come down, we know from this. Osun hayotes mitzad smo umeniach nimsheches l'rochvo kirimo gag hadelas. Okay, so just explain that that's how we get the roof of the delas, right, the top. For osa hayotis latzad yamin, the time that goes on the right side, nimsheches ba'orach lamata kimo regel hadas. That's going to look like the leg of it. So you have one going across, one going down, fine. V'yir shelo yishafeich hakesher ba'asiyoso v'ilvosho v'ayin common. Okay, again, we're going to talk about that later on. This is maybe, do we have a few minutes? Oh, we're out of time already. Wow. Okay, so maybe Mitzvah will talk about tomorrow the different minhagim about the one dollar, the double dollars, right? You know, the different minhagim as to where they're on. We'll see very, very strong halachic insistence from one of the posts about only using a single dalad. Okay. All right. Well,